This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
The impact of meat consumption on mental health, exploring pros, cons, and ethics. Discover how eating meat affects mental health, from brain nutrients to emotional impacts, and learn about ethical eating choices. How meat consumption might be affecting your mental health. Hey, have you ever thought much about how what we eat affects not just our bodies, but our minds? I mean, most conversations around meat consumption tend to focus on physical health or environmental impact, right? But today, I want to chat about something a little different: how meat consumption might influence mental health. It's a fascinating topic, especially when you consider the arguments for and against eating meat, and how they interconnect with our emotional well-being and brain function. There's a lot going on beneath the surface when we choose what's on our plates. The brain and meat, what's the connection? First off, meat is a rich source of essential nutrients, like vitamin B12, iron, and omega-3 fatty acids, that are crucial for brain health. Vitamin B12, for example, plays a key role in nerve function and the production of neurotransmitters that regulate mood, like serotonin and dopamine. For some people, especially those who don't consume much meat or animal products, B12 deficiency can actually lead to symptoms like fatigue, depression, and cognitive issues. So, in that sense, meat consumption could have clear mental health benefits. But here's where things get complicated. Recent research and ethical conversations, like those surrounding sentiocentrism and ethical eating, encourage us to think beyond just nutrients. People following plant-based diets argue that you can get all the necessary nutrients without relying on meat, which could mean better health outcomes for both people and the planet. Plus, some studies suggest that very high meat consumption, especially processed meats, might be linked to increased risks of anxiety and depression symptoms. The emotional weight behind eating meat. Another layer is the psychological and emotional angle. For some, eating meat might come with feelings of guilt or conflict about animal welfare or environmental concerns. This internal struggle can affect mental health by adding stress or anxiety, especially if the person is wrestling with their values around ethical eating and animal rights. On the flip side, others who enjoy meat and come from cultural backgrounds where it's a staple might feel perfectly content and satisfied. Food is deeply tied to identity and social life, so it's important to remember that mental well-being related to diet isn't just biochemical, but emotional and cultural too. What about clean meat? One emerging concept that blends ethics and mental peace is clean meat, or lab-grown meat. This innovation aims to provide the taste and nutritional profile of traditional meat without the ethical and environmental downsides of factory farming. For some people, this might resolve the tension between enjoying meat and living in alignment with ethical concerns, easing mental stress over what they eat. Pros and cons of eating meat for mental health. Let me break down some of the key pros and cons when it comes to meat consumption affecting your mental well-being. Pros: provides vital brain nutrients, may help reduce symptoms of deficiency-related depression, support social and cultural eating patterns. Cons: possible increased risk of anxiety, depression with overconsumption, psychological stress linked to ethical concerns, environmental guilt that can impact mood. Finding your balance. The takeaway here? It's personal. Mental health and diet are intricately connected, but there's no one-size-fits-all answer. Some thrive on plant-based diets rich in varied nutrients, while others need the nutrients found in meat for their mental clarity and mood stability. Exploring the arguments for and against eating meat can be eye-opening, especially when you consider the wider implications relating to sentiocentrism. If you want to learn more about these ethical discussions and how they connect with both health and philosophy, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great read that dives into the complexities of choosing what to eat in a world where our choices impact more than just ourselves. So, whatever side of the eating debate you're on, it's worth thinking about how these choices might be influencing not just your body, but your mind and emotions too. Thanks for hanging out and letting me share this with you. Hopefully, It gives you a fresh perspective next time you're deciding what's for dinner. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and its impact on mental health by visiting Eat Meat or Don't.